Following are comments on Thomas Kidd's The Spanish Tragedy, Act One. Here sit we down to see the mystery. Don Andrea's ghost tells the story of his death at the hand of the Portuguese prince, Don Balthazar, and revenge promises him satisfaction. In Act One, Scene One, the ghost of Don Andrea tells his story. This man died in a confused, compromised way in the midst of a secret affair with the daughter of the Duke of Castile. Neither was he granted a good death on the battlefield. Don Andrea was slain in cowardly fashion by Balthazar, the son of the Portuguese viceroy. Don Andrea's need for revenge flows from this complex situation, then. He died, as Dante would say, nel mezzo del cammin di nostra vita, in the middle of our life's way, and not in a fashion that promoted tranquility of spirit. Remember how Hamlet's father, the king, harps on that, being sent to his account with all his imperfections on his head? Let's look at what Don Andrea seems to be expecting by way of the entertainment that revenge has apparently promised him. What's his attitude? And what's in it for revenge, the character? Revenge's narrow promise will become much broader, and this over-the-top quality largely frustrates the idea that revenge tragedy is mainly about righting wrongs, reasserting a moral scheme, and so forth. Is revenge going to serve Andrea, or itself, or both? Well, whoever said revenge is supposed to be clean, or fair, or noble? We might say that revenge, quote-unquote, the personified character, is all about self-perpetuation. Human justice is more of a byproduct, perhaps, than a central concern. In our hearing, thy deserts were great. The King of Spain praises Don Balthazar at a state banquet and airs his hopes for unity between Spain and Portugal. In Act 1, Scene 2, the general unfolds the basic story of Andrea's death at Balthazar's hands, and Horatio's heroism in capturing Balthazar after he kills Andrea. Hieronimo, Horatio's father, emerges as a paragon of loyalty to the King of Spain. This is the setting up of characters who are soon to be knocked down. Part of the setup is the king's distribution of the spoils of Balthazar's capture. The monetary reward and armor go to Horatio, while the man himself is to be guarded by Lorenzo, son of the Duke of Castile, who also gets his weapons. This may sound fair, but it sparks a grudge. Thus have I with an envious, forged tale deceived the king. Villupo takes advantage of the Portuguese viceroy's conviction that his son Balthazar is dead, and falsely accuses Alejandro of murdering the prince. In Act 1, Scene 3, the viceroy of Portugal is sure that his son Balthazar must have been slain. He doesn't know that the young man has been captured and made subject to ransom. So Villupo steps forth as a stage villain and says falsely that the nobleman Alejandro killed Balthazar by shooting him in the back. Why? The stage villain admits that basically he did this for gain or some other reward, perhaps for advancement in the Portuguese hierarchy. Villupo is something of a lesser Machiavelli character, a foil to the real Machiavelli, Lorenzo. Second love shall further my revenge. Belle Imperia, hearing how Balthazar killed Don Andrea, decides to take Horatio as her lover. Meanwhile, Hieronimo stages a courtly mask for the King of Spain. In Act 1, Scene 4, Horatio tells Belle Imperia exactly how Balthazar finished off Andrea. Much later, in Troilus and Cressida, Shakespeare will describe Achilles' slaughter of Hector, the Trojan hero, in much the same way. Taking advantage of a man when he's down isn't noble, it's just wretched. This recounting prompts Belle Imperia to tell us in soliloquy what her plan for taking revenge will be. She will allow herself to fall in love with Horatio, which will add spite, as she calls it, to her eventual and more material revenge against Balthazar. Bellimperia is someone we don't want to mess with. That much is apparent already. Clytemnestra of Aeschylean fame must make room for a kindred spirit. A banquet is set up, and the King of Spain wants to host his VIP prisoner, Balthazar. Hieronymo has been asked to offer a courtly mask, and he chooses for his theme the fact that Portugal, Spain, and Castile have all at one time or another been conquered by the English, so it is no great shame for Portugal to have been conquered by the Spaniards. Thomas Kidd wrote the Spanish tragedy not many years after the Portuguese succession crisis of 1580, as a result of which King Philip II of Spain ended up ruling Portugal in what was called the Iberian Union. Spain was, of course, a great rival of the English, and probably not long after this play was written, there occurred the attack by the Spanish Armada of 1588. Which failed but indicated serious contention between England and Spain over religion and colonization. Nothing but league and love and banqueting. Don Andrea's ghost complains, not for the last time, about the quality and pace of the revenge that revenge is delivering. In Act 1, Scene 5, Don Andrea again complains bitterly to revenge, which seems like a dangerous thing to do, though he keeps right on doing it anyway. He sees in the events thus far shown him, quote-unquote, nothing but league and love and banqueting. But revenge, for one thing, is a supernatural force. And for another, it obligingly promises to turn all this good cheer and happy experience to its utter opposite. We'll just have to be patient and stop being hungrier for revenge than revenge itself. We know the score. Revenge is a dish best served cold. Or perhaps not exactly cold, but at least a good long while in preparation. Thanks for listening. The date of this audio recording is Friday, June 13th, 2025. The foregoing material is copyright 2025 by Alfred J. Drake. Quotations are from the 2009 New Mermaid's third edition of Kidd's The Spanish Tragedy.